Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the Department of Taxation. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Dino DiCiano. He runs the Department of Taxation for the state of Nevada.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Allison Galdon, Steve Robinson, and Ty Cobb. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Dino DiCiano. He's the executive director for the Nevada Department of Taxation. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me here.
Okay, so bring us up to date. Where are we? You're the man that counts the revenues as they come in each month. Are we holding our own according to the budget? Are we falling behind? Where do you think we are at this point?
Well, right now, I think we're holding our own. Current data that we've looked at, and these are for May sales that we'll be reporting here shortly, it's still negative. Unfortunately, it's still negative. I'm not sure whether we have bottomed out or not. It's difficult to say.
What are the areas of biggest concern right now?
Well, the biggest concern is, I mean, it's affected all sectors in the Nevada economy. I mean, you have car sales that are down. Home sales are down. That means people are not buying, you know, appliances, furniture, fixtures. They're not making expenditures, discretionary expenditures, like for big screen TVs and things of that nature. So it is across the board. It's over all sectors.
Okay, now we're sitting here in July. You're talking about the May numbers, correct?
That's correct.
So there is a potential that it may be a little bit behind the curve, because we're certainly seeing some more movement in the housing market from houses that have been on sale, you know, used homes for quite a while. So are you getting any indication that there may be changes occurring because of that and because of the gap between your reporting times?
At this point in time, it's difficult to say. I'm not sure whether we have bottomed out or not. The numbers surely don't look good. I would love to be able to report that things are getting better, but I have not seen that as of yet.
Okay, so if this continues, where do we find ourselves? A special session, maybe sometime in October, where this needs to be addressed?
Well, first of all, that's the governor's call.
Right.
I mean, that's not something that I have any say in. But as you realize, the legislature this past session did institute some increases in certain taxes, and we've geared ourselves up for that. Unfortunately, I don't have any data related to what that's going to bring in. Hopefully it does bring it in within the budget that the legislature approved. But I won't know that until possibly October. So it's difficult to tell right now.
You know, Nevada has always had a reputation as a low-tax state. Do you think that that reputation has suffered with the legislature's $1.1 billion tax increase?
Well, I think it's important to understand that my role as the executive director for the Department of Taxation is that I'm not an advocate. I administer the taxes that the legislature adopts and approves. So that would be difficult for me to respond to. I don't know that.
Okay, how is the of the taxes on the books in the state of Nevada, how well are you doing in collecting all the tax revenue that is due the state?
I think we're doing fairly well.
Are you collecting all the revenue or is some...
Well, there are always delinquencies. I mean, that goes with any tax collection. But I have not seen the delinquencies rise just because of what has occurred in the economy. No, that has not occurred.
Now, there was a call in the legislature for a new broad-based business tax. Some called it a net profits tax. Now, to pass a totally new tax, wouldn't that force you to perhaps hire new people and, you know, get a whole new department just to collect new taxes? How does that work?
Well, clearly it would be a new program for us to administer. There's no question about that. We would have to ask for the resources necessary to be able to put that in place. And that's through the budgetary process, and we would do that. But that hasn't occurred.
Okay.
The other question that goes along with that is, when you haven't, because one of the things that the legislature did was raise taxes that were already in place and fees, which means that there was no new system that had to go in. You could collect the money right away. If you were to put in a new system, how long does it take to ramp up for something like that?
Well, it depends upon the type of revenue stream that they're looking at and the type of tax that they're talking about, because that could have significant impacts to our current system. We would have to go out to our current vendor to redesign our system to be able to put it in place. And that takes time. In 2003, when we instituted the new taxes, that took us at least 6 to 9 months to put in place. And I don't think that would be any different with any new tax that would come forward.
So realistically, with Senator Rascio's tax study underway, the results of that won't be known until really we get to the next session. So we're almost looking at almost 3 years before a new revenue source could be found.
Well, that's correct. I mean, it would have to be approved by the legislature and signed off by the governor. And then we would have to provide the information necessary to be able to put it in place.
And there's nothing you can do prior to that?
No.
Because it wouldn't make sense, right?
No, absolutely not. It wouldn't make sense to expend those kind of monies to put something in place that you have no idea that's going to actually happen.
Okay, so realistically, if we continue to have these shortfalls over the next almost 3 years, we're still going to have to go back to the same wells that we've already gone to be able to have revenue if it's needed.
Again, that's up to the legislature. If they believe that that's necessary, that's what we'll do.
Okay, but I mean, what other choices would there be if you need revenue?
I mean, they would have to look at different avenues. I mean, there was discussions about a broad-based business tax. At one point in time in 2003, there was a discussion about a gross receipts tax.
Right, but I mean, but doesn't that come back to the same thing, that it would have to go through the legislature and then take 9 months to ramp up?
Absolutely.
But our needs may be greater. I mean, one of the things about our country is that the federal government can run deficits, but the states can't. So we always have to have a balanced budget. If we don't have a balanced budget, then we need funds
I think it's a double-edged sword. It's not just the revenue stream. It's also, you have to look at the expenditure side of the picture as to where there could be cost savings. I think that it needs to be a balancing act between any revenues that would have to be generated and any expenses associated with
that. Okay, let's pick up that when we come back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I want a school where I feel like I belong.
I want to get good grades.
We want a school where we can get things done.
I can do anything Charter High School provides, on-site and online classes that meet graduation requirements.
In addition to math, science, English, and social studies, I can learn dance, visual arts, and digital arts.
Let's graduate together.
At I Can Do Anything Charter High School, we teach the power of knowledge and the power of hope. Call 857-1544 or visit us online.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business.
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Executive Director for the Nevada Department of Taxation, Dina DiCiano. Just before the break there, you were mentioning that, of course, there is another side to the fiscal equation, which is that if you're not going to raise taxes, then you have to cut the budget to be able to come out with a balanced budget. After what we've seen in this last session, first of all, with the governor's proposed budget, it didn't even make it in terms of revenue to be balanced by the time the session was underway. And then the legislature rebuilt that budget from the ground up. There was a lot of blood, a lot of pain, I mean, especially in departments like Health and Human Services. Where is left to cut? I mean, they restored funding to higher education because nobody at the legislature wanted to see the kind of draconian cuts that they were facing. Where's left to cut?
Well,
I'm not asking you for a political answer. I'm just, and if you're not comfortable answering that, I understand.
No, I understand that. I think both the governor and both the legislature had a daunting task to do. I mean, prior to that, the Economic Forum had to come up with revenue projections that they utilized for their budget purposes. They had a very difficult time doing that, and that's understandable. They're being asked to come up with a projection for the next 2 years, not knowing what's going to happen, and they did it during the time when the economy was in the tank. There are tough choices to be made. I mean, you have to keep in mind what level of services are you willing to provide? What level of government services are you willing to provide to taxpayers? I mean, these are difficult issues. They're not something that you just do overnight. It just doesn't happen that way. Can government be more efficient? Absolutely, it should be more efficient. Do we have to be reasonable with the revenue flows and the revenue streams and that burden on taxpayers? Absolutely. But again, that's not my call. I mean, if I have to provide a budget request that has to go through the legislature, I'll do the best I can given the resources that I have. And, you know, it's up to them to decide what level of revenues are necessary and what services are necessary. And we go from there.
Okay, now on the, Dino, on these new tax hikes, $1.1 billion, they have a sunset clause on them.
Yes.
Okay, in 2 years, they may or may not go away. How does the sunset clause impact your ability to collect taxes, or is there an impact at all?
Actually, there's no impact at all. I mean, we are gearing up right now to put those in place. There were costs associated with changing our system to be able to get that, to do that function. We've provided notification to all the different taxpayers. If they do sunset, then I'd be required to unwind what I've put in place.
How long would that take to do?
That would not take very long, because the majority of these changes within our system are what our IT folks tell me is they are basically table driven. The main core program doesn't change. It's just a rate change within the system.
Okay, now you mentioned just recently that when these taxes went into place, it cost the Department of Taxation more money to collect them?
No, it did not.
No?
If you're referring to what occurred in 2003, 2003 was a little bit different than 2000.
Because those were new taxes.
Those were new taxes.
Tax increases.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you see as being the turning point, and what are you looking for? What indicator is going to be the strongest one for you to say that we have gotten to the bottom and we're starting to resurge?
I think it's all tied to job creation. If people don't have jobs, they don't get a check, they don't have discretionary income, and they don't spend. I think the majority of people have had to look back at how they deal day-to-day with their money. More and more people are saving. More and more people are trying to do with less. And so they're trying to survive.
Do you think the stimulus money has had its effect yet in Nevada, or are we still waiting for that to come down the path?
I think that trickle-down will take some time. I don't think you've seen it yet.
You know, Dino, the gaming's or the hotel room tax has gone up anywhere from 1% to 3% across the state. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the projections? Because rooms cost less in Las Vegas and in Reno, what do you think about the projections? How much will this added room tax bring in? Do you have any idea?
At this point in time, I don't, because, again, it's too early to tell what's going to happen there. You have to understand that the department doesn't have oversight over the room tax. We act as a pass-through for our distribution system. It's basically administered at the county level. They collect that amount, and a portion of it goes to the state. But it acts as a pass-through.
So. One of the things that fiscal conservatives raise all the time is they say that when you raise taxes in this kind of economy, that people just spend less. From a historic point of view, is that your observation, that just by raising a tax doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get more money, but people are going to buy less of that particular?
I think it's a double-edged sword. Those who have the wherewithal to be able to afford it, spend, and those that do not make different choices. So it's a difficult thing to put your finger on. Right now, it's too early to tell with the changes that the 2009 session put in place. I won't know that probably until October.
Okay, so basically the next big month we're looking at is October for getting an understanding. And so people who are talking about the potential of a special session are right on the money in terms of October.
I mean, those conversations would have to be had between Mr. Klinger, the budget director, and the governor's office, because, as you know, the governor sets the tone for the special session.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. A pleasure to have you on the program.
I appreciate being
tough
here.
Times. Thank you for the job you do. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
We can't promise that it will get you a raise, help the kids get along, or make you look thinner. But Stainmaster carpet does last up to 50% longer and stay up to 30% cleaner than other carpets, adding more comfort and style than ever to your home. Discover a beautiful selection of colors and styles of Stainmaster carpet here at prices that will make your life even easier.
Giant Carpet One Floor and Home, the one store for your perfect floor.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no-obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at great low rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA?
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no-obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ty Cobb is here, former special assistant to President Reagan. We have Allison Galdin here with Planned Parenthood, and Steve Robinson, director of state government affairs at R&R Partners. Welcome to all of you. Well, we discussed it a little bit yesterday about Mindy Elliott, deputy chief of staff to Governor Givens, and sources are now reporting that she's going to be moving out of the governor's office and moving to the Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation starting on Monday, replacing James Campos, who's leaving for a position with the Community College of Southern Nevada. Any surprises there, and what is going on?
I don't know. I don't have an inside to it. I do know, though, that serving in three governor's offices, that if you want longevity or security, the governor's office is not the place to be. I always thought that, you know, if I went in at 8 in the morning and the governor told me to move out at 5, that was his prerogative. And I think knowing Mindy, she probably feels the same way. I don't understand it because she's such a valuable person and has been such a professional person there. But that's not my call. That's the governor's call.
But Steve, are other governors like the Gibbons administration, it seems to be such a revolving door. Mindy Elliott, Josh Hicks, Ben Kieckhefer, the list goes on and on. Has any other governor had this much turnover?
Well, I think Governor Gwynne had 5 chiefs of staff over the 2 terms. So it does happen, and there is turnover. But this is, I guess, we're 2.5 years into Governor Gibbons' term, and there have been a lot of people leaving. That's for sure. Tough times.
I think it is a difficult time. Clearly, we lack experience in the office at this time. Josh wanted to leave. He stayed in through the session. Mindy probably didn't want to leave, but in the house cleaning, she's out. We don't really have a lot of experience in that office. Perhaps it's Governor Gibbons is really tooling up the office in preparation for his re-election run that he's committed to next year, and Robin Reedy seems to bring a background in campaign experience.
Your thoughts, Alice?
Musical chairs. It's concerning because there isn't that consistency, there isn't that experience in the office. I have great, tremendous respect for Mindy Elliott, and
does everyone.
Who doesn't, right? And she'll be fine wherever she's at, but I think she better serves the governor where she was.
Okay, let's move on.
Can I just say that I just think the governor keeps losing the best people in his office. I mean, look who's gone and look who's has stayed. As a Nevadan, it's disappointing.
All right, let's move on to interesting. Chuck Muth puts out Muth's Truth, the Truth Detector, and in writing yesterday, he was talking about that Senator Reid plans to raise $25 million for his reelection bid. He's raised a substantial amount already, almost half of it. And part of this is that he plans to give $5 million to the state Democratic Party to help with the ground campaign. You know, the Republicans have nothing to match this, not even close. What needs to be done, and can anything be done?
This is a time of disarray for the Republicans with the difficulties the governor is having, and Lieutenant Governor, and more recently with Senator Ensign. The Republican Party has been looking to a more energetic, youthful person to step up and take over the party and give it the leadership that it badly needs. But right now, we don't see too many aspiring leaders that can fulfill that role.
A candidate would be nice against Senator Reid.
Well, Sharon Engel is already in. She has a lot of support in her assembly district. running a statewide race will be very hard. But Senator Reid is going to be formidable with the amount of money that he has. I don't think any Republican can raise anything near that.
Why do you think that in all the polls, it keeps showing how high Senator Reid's negatives are, and yet there's no opposition? I don't mean to, you know, we're going to have Sharon Engel on the program here soon. I look forward to that. But she's raised, I think, about $325,000. I mean...
Well, I don't know why it is, why people say they don't like him. You know, you can pick an issue and nobody's going to please anybody, but he's very successful. He is the Senate Majority Leader. That does bring a lot for Nevada. And $10 million is a whole lot of money.
Well, you said it right there. He's the Senate Majority Leader. Look at all the power that he has. He's one of the most powerful people in the nation. He's perhaps the most powerful senator we've had in Nevada since Pat McCarran.
How has that benefited Nevada?
Well, look at the train trench. Look at the cover over the train trench. Look at the money given to the airport.
Nevada's 49th in terms of the federal remittances back to the state compared to everybody else. We're next to last. If we have such power, one wonders why we don't have more money coming to the state.
Well, let me point this out.
We have more money coming into the state now than if we didn't have Harry Reid.
Well, and another point I want to raise is between now and the election day, I mean, I'm getting 3 to 4 press releases from either Reid's office or from the campaign telling us all the money that's being brought in. I mean, that's just going to be a continuing process, is it not?
Well, it will be. It will be. And we'll see the fruits of the stimulus with press releases and events all over the state as those things begin. But again, I think what you said, Sam, about a candidate, if the Republicans do get a mainstream attractive candidate, then the money will come in. It won't be $25 million, but it'll be enough to make a competitive race.
You want to name any names real quick?
Steve Robinson.
That's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. He's not running.
Maaco paints more than 500,000 cars every year, and you probably can't spot the ones we've painted, but you can always spot the ones we haven't.
What?
Maaco, America's Body Shop. Our ambassador paint service is just $2.49. Go to Maaco.com.
Do something nice for yourself and enjoy the good life. I'm Dave Preston, guru of the good life, inviting you to Dinner with Dave. This week's Dinner with Dave is a sure bet. We're at Dini's Casino in downtown Yerrigan. It's going to be a great party, and everyone who comes is bound to be a winner.
Watch the News 4 Morning Show and News 4 at Noon on Friday, July 17th for a sneak peek at the menu. Then make your reservations and enjoy a special meal at a special price.
Workers' compensation laws can be confusing. How do you know whether the insurance company is following the rules? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
Thanks for watching. Tomorrow's guest will be Keith Rowe, Nevada's superintendent of schools.
We'll see you in the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.